Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. We have a tough topic to deal with, and I think it's one that deserves a considerable amount of attention, and that is the single mother. Now, that is not to overlook the fact that we have also single fathers, many of which are doing a very superb job in becoming Mr. Mom. But today I want to focus on the issue of the single mother. Now, I recently came upon a book that I would recommend. If you're a single mother, you know a single mother, you have a single mother in your family in some way, and you want to be of help to that person. Here's the book, The 10 Best Decisions a Single Mom Can Make. All right? Now, the author, Peggy Sue Wells, W-E-L-L-S, and her co-author is Pam Farrell, F-A-R-R-E-L-L. So I'd recommend the book to you, and gives a lot of guidance to the single mother and to help make that job that she has taken on palatable and workable and perhaps even successful. But it's a tough job. It's a tough one. And let's take a look at this issue of the single mother, okay? Now, this is the population we're talking about. One in four homes today are led by a single parent, half of which have experienced divorce or separation that caused that singleness to prevail. One-fourth, 25%. So we're talking about a relatively large population. Just go down your street and count the number of homes that we have on my street, 20 homes. If you think of it, 25% of them have a single mother in them. Well, that's pretty close to the truth when you look at my neighborhood and look at other neighborhoods in the area. So it's a prevailing problem. It's a prevailing issue. It's a prevailing status of our community and the people living around us. Singleness is a prevalent status in life. Now, let's give you a little bit more information about the single mother. 40% of them are over 40 years of age. 40%, not quite half. Over 40% are 40 years of age or older. So it does involve an older population, not just a younger population of young mothers. It's the whole gamut. Here's another point. More than three-fourths of these mothers that are single have a full-time career. Now think about it. They're working all day long, and they're working all night long. They're trying to juggle their career, make it successful, make it pay off, make it workable, make it livable, make it enjoyable, and then come home to a family of kids. One, two, three, four, five. The author had seven, okay? And make the family enjoyable, successful, reasonable, get along together, work together, etc. So three-fourths have a full-time career, almost all. Here's another point. Less than half of the mothers that are single mothers receive child support. Less than half. The dads have gone, beat it out of town, taking their money with them, can't be found, don't respond to mail, don't respond to requests, don't honor court orders, don't honor their own agreements. So less than half receive child support. The others are dependent upon what they earn in their own jobs and the goodwill of parents and grandparents and friends and maybe the work or the jobs that the kids are able to acquire and generate a little income that way. Here's another point. One-third of single parents live at or below the poverty line. One-third live at or below the poverty line. So the third of the mothers that are single are just scraping the bottom of the barrel, getting through the month, and just barely making it, but barely living on a very thin edge. The average yearly child support for single moms, you know what it is? The average child support? $6,000. $6,000. A mother gets that to raise her kids. So single mothers have to really be creative. They have to be very, very frugal. They have to be very wise in money management. Otherwise, they're off into trouble. So you see, the single mother has a tough road to hoe. Now, if you're a single mother, let me give you a resource that you can go to and maybe get a little help from it. This book, certainly buy it if you can afford it, if you can get it. Buy it used on Amazon. Go to Amazon and look under the books and go to the used books and pick this one up. But here's another place. Go to the website, Single Mom Circle. All one word, singlemomcircle.com. Singlemomcircle.com. And that will bring you to this book, The 10 Best Decisions a Single Mother Can Make. So maybe that might be of help to you. Now, in the singleness situation, that's the mom. But you know, we have kids. And every child, let me say this, every child feels abandoned when the mother becomes single or the father becomes single. The mother leaves the home, the kid feels abandoned. The father leaves the home, the kid feels abandoned. Every child that goes through a divorce situation, a separation, feels abandoned. And they have to deal with this issue of abandonment all of their life. They hardly ever get over it. They have to deal with this fear of being abandoned again, fear of being married and then having the same experience of being abandoned by their husband or wife. Every child lives with a sense of somebody's going to abandon them, and they're going to be left behind. They're going to be left alone to fend for themselves in the same way that their mother was left alone to fend for herself. So you see, divorce is a hurtful, harmful event. It's not just merely a couple coming to a conclusion that they can't make it together. That's nonsense. A couple have committed themselves to the children that they have produced, and that couple should stay together while these children grow up and then become independent. Now, let me say this. Recently, I was talking to a divorced parent, and after listening to the story, I said to this parent, you know, you did the right thing. You did not divorce when your children were small. You waited until they got into college and they were graduating from college and they were on their own. Then you divorced. Thank you. That was good. It was good for the children. Now, obviously, those were years that were tough. You have to kind of live with somebody that you are estranged from emotionally and somebody that doesn't fit the profile or fit the pattern of your life. Doesn't really support you. But you have to live together for the sake of the children so that the children will not get that sense of abandonment. But you know, even college students, even high school students feel abandoned when their parents divorce because the parents then have interests that are devoted to other things and to other people and in other directions, and they leave behind their kids. These are the kids left behind, the kids of divorced parents. So mom and dad, if you're on a divorce, stick it out until your kids are of age and you can talk to them and you can work with them and you can reason with them and you can separate yourself from each other and from them, but in a non-abandoning manner, if there is such a option. So divorce is a tough one. It's not sinful. It's not illegal. It's not wrong. It's hurtful. It's harmful. It's stressful. It's traumatizing, especially to the kids. It is to each other too, even as an adult. But to the kids, certainly the case. Here's the other thing about a parent that's divorced. Get into a support group. Go to RectoVive. Go to some kind of a support group. Even if it's AA, go to it. Get support. Make sure that you get into a pattern, into a program that will be with other people of similar experiences and can support each other. Don't go it alone. Get into therapy. Get into counseling. Get a family therapist that will work with you and work with your kids. Don't go it alone. Go to a church. Get involved in some organization, such as a church, where you and your kids can hook in and become part of a group and become part of a system and become supported and loved and encouraged and given some hope and a place of safety. Get yourself involved. Don't go it alone, but don't go it without being involved with people who can be of support and encouragement and help to you. Make sure that you have friends and that your friends are your kids' friends and that your kids' friends are your friends. Connect. Be one. Be together. Don't isolate. Don't separate. be part of the solution for your kids and let them be part of the solution for you. And if you're a father who have left your kids, get back home. Go home permanently. Go home temporarily. Go home periodically. Get involved with your kids. Reconnect with your kids. Have a regular weekly connection with them at least. That's the minimum of seeing your kids every single week, at least once or twice. And if you can do more than that, even better. But if you're a father and you've left your kids, do not continue to leave your kids behind and abandon them. Let them feel accepted. Let them feel part of your life. Let them be part of you be part of their life. Make sure that together you create a new life. But get on home and be part of the kid's life. And help mom. Help mom. Be a good mom. Give her relief. Give her some time off. Give her more money. Give her support. Give her help. Give her time to herself. Take the kids more often so that everybody survives and everybody does well. So there you are. Thanks for joining me. And that's the issue of the single mom. There's a lot more we can talk about, and we will. But this is the problem and the unique problem of the single mom. Don't go it alone. Get support. Be part of a system. Be part of counseling. And make sure that your kids feel loved and accepted and that they belong to you. Bye for now.